A lot of people listening this morning will be preparing to get away for the weekend and see their loved ones over Christmas. What advice would you give them?
Well, that's exactly right. Christmas is obviously a time for families to get together and for everyone to enjoy the best of the festive season. And that often involves travelling around the country on different modes of transport. So I would say to people that they really should take on board the latest advice in terms of transport arrangements, any disruption which has happened, and in particular any disruption caused by adverse weather conditions. There's a huge array of different places they can get the information they need. Our digital services are constantly evolving and they are becoming very important for people looking for information, especially in times of severe weather. The information that we have is accurate, it's timely and it's reliable. It comes from first-hand sources, including the police and others, our trunk road operating companies. So I would urge people to make sure they access that information, the Traffic Scotland website, or through the police, or through local radio, and make sure they take on board that information and give themselves some extra time to get around their business so we can all get to where we need to be as safely as possible.
And this is the first winter that we've seen the new control centre up and running at South Queensferry. What kind of difference has that made, having all the key players under the one roof?
Well, these are state-of-the-art facilities, and we have, as you said, we've had the police, we have the trunk road operating companies, we have the Met Office as well, which is a new development for ourselves, all in the best possible facilities, right in the heart of Scotland, right next to the fourth road crossing. And I think it's very important that we have that collection of expertise in the one place so that we can coordinate what we do in trying to deal with any adverse weather conditions that we have or any disruption to the transport network. It's a huge development for us and we're very proud of it.
And just finally, we saw on December the 4th and the 5th when we had some bridge closures and some disruption, the importance that the Traffic Scotland mobile application is making to people. I think 1.5 million downloads. I mean, that is very much the place to go at the moment.
That is, and I think we're trying to take that further by, for example, working on voice-to-text technology so that people can take on board the information they can get through their mobile phone whilst not having to use it and, of course, break the law whilst they're driving. If you can get that information by text, it's then transported by new technology into voice, then you can actually hear the latest information coming through your mobile phone. And it can be absolutely crucial to your journey. If you suddenly find out about disruption, whether it's on the railways because of fallen trees or because of some issue on the road or the ferry's been cancelled, then it's absolutely crucial to find that out, helpfully, in advance of your journey. But if not, then whilst you're making your journey before you get to that destination. For example, the last thing you'd want to do is to get to a ferry port and find out you had a long wait because the ferry had been cancelled for adverse weather conditions. So take on board that information and use what's out there for you to help you make sure you get your journey done and as quickly as possible, but also that you get to where you need to go safely.